The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. Here it is Friday, and we're bringing to a conclusion the thoughts that we actually have been bringing for 2 weeks on First Things First. If we're going to take our stand for God, there are certain things that must take priority and certain things that must be the top of the list. Let's notice some of those things we have spoken about for the last 2 weeks, these great truths. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Also, Matthew 23:25-26, where the Lord says, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. So that is another thing that must be first, getting the inside man straightened out if we're going to serve God. Another scripture, 2 Corinthians 8:5, and this they did not as we had hoped, but first gave themselves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Yes, giving demands that we first give ourselves to God, and it'll produce liberality in our lives. Another scripture about first, Matthew 5:23-24. He talks about coming to worship. He says, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. If we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, first we must be right with God and right with one another, or our worship will avail us nothing. And then a scripture, 1 Timothy 2:1, we noticed that one day. Paul says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. First of all, until a Christian has prayed, the most important thing that a Christian can do is to pray. And prayer should go before everything that we do as Christians. First things first. Another scripture, Matthew 7:5. Jesus said, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. First, we must get our own houses set in order if we are to help others, and then we are to reach out when our own lives are straightened out. Another scripture about first things, 1 Timothy 3:10. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. In this chapter, he deals with the elders and the deacons. And he says, first, let these be proved also, just like the elders and deacons. First, they must meet the qualifications before they enter into the work of an elder or a deacon. And then another scripture that we considered was one found in Colossians 3:14, where the Apostle Paul said, and above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. Yes, love is the first if we're going to be right with God and make a success of being a Christian. Oh, that great eternal day is going to come. And of that great eternal day, we read in Matthew 19:30, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Many are first in this world who will be last. There will be nobodies in the world to come. But one thing is for certain. God will put those first who put him first. And those who have left God out, God will leave them out. And those who have put God first must have first done many things, as we have pointed out in this message these 2 weeks. First things first. I know Jesus taught in Luke 14:27-33, that if we are going to be his disciple, certain things must take place first. He says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, setteth not down first? He counts the cost. And then he goes on talking about counting the cost and how that we must count the cost if we're going to be his disciple. Beloved, first things first. We're not perfect, but we must put God first if we're going to get anywhere with him. I thank you for listening.